Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, the chocolate cake here at your restaurant is delicious. Is there any way I could get the recipe?
Actually, our chef, David Wilson, is publishing a cookbook that'll be out in November, and he's included the recipe for his chocolate cake. It's a customer favorite.
Really? That's great. Will the book be sold here?
Yes, it will. In fact, if you leave your contact information, I'll make sure a book is signed by Chef David and set aside for you.
Number 32. What does the woman ask for? Number 33. Who is David Wilson? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, sir, here are your purchases. Thanks for shopping Quality First Foods. Would you like to fill out a short survey over there at the service desk? Then you'll receive a free gift card for a future visit.
I would, but the problem is I'm in a rush. I see there's a line at the service counter and I don't have time to wait.
That's okay. You can also fill out the survey online and submit it electronically. Then we'll mail the gift card to you.
Number 35. What is the man invited to do? Number 36. What problem does the man mention? Number 37. What does the woman suggest? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Christine. Do you know if any office supplies were delivered today? We're out of color toner for the printers.
I didn't see anything arrive.
I'm a bit worried because I can't print out my color handouts for this afternoon.
I have to go to a meeting in a few minutes, but I have the tracking number for the order. How about I forward it to you so you can follow up?
Number 38. What is the man asking about? Number 39. Why is the man concerned? Number 40. What does the woman offer to send the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'd like one ticket for the jazz concert at 7 o'clock.
I'm sorry, but there are no more tickets for tonight's concert. We do have some seats for the same performance this weekend, though. Are you interested in that show?
I won't be here then. I'm just in Vancouver for a friend's birthday celebration, and I fly back home tomorrow. Do you have any other suggestions for things to do?
Well, why don't you go to the Roussel Museum instead? It's nearby, and they have a wonderful exhibit on Chinese calligraphy. I just saw it myself last weekend.
Number 41. What does the man say about the concert? Number 42. Why is the woman in Vancouver? Number 43. What does the man recommend doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Victoria. It's Kwame from the clinic. I know you're not scheduled to work today, but do you think you can come in? We're getting very busy over here.
I'm afraid I can't, Kwame. I'm presenting at the patient care workshop this morning.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a presenter. Well, good luck with that. I'm sure you'll do great.
Hey, why don't you call Greg? I know he's interested in picking up extra shifts. I'm sure he'll be happy to come in.
Number 44. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 45. Why is the woman unavailable? Number 46. What does the woman suggest? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Julie. How's the recruitment project going? What progress has been made in finding new employees?
Well, on Tuesday, I met with department managers to talk about what kinds of skills they'd like new team members to have. Now I'm adding this information to the job descriptions and we'll be posting them soon.
Great. The sooner you can advertise the available positions, the better. We've taken on so many new clients recently that we'll need more staff to complete all the work.
Number 47. What project is the woman working on? Number 48. What did the woman do on Tuesday? Number 49. What does the man say has recently happened at the company? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Long. This is Jacob from the landscaping company. I'm afraid we won't be able to start working on your garden tomorrow. The weather report's showing that there'll be heavy rain.
Well, you know I'm going to be out of town for 2 weeks starting this Thursday. I wanted to give you a key to the gate so you'd be able to keep working while I'm gone.
Okay, then what if I come by tomorrow anyway just to pick up the key?
If you wouldn't mind, I'll be at home until 10:30 in the morning.
Number 50. Why does the man postpone the project? Number 51. What does the woman say she will do on Thursday? Number 52. Why does the woman say,
"If you wouldn't mind"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Tom, can I get past you to the fridge? I need some milk.
Sure. Have you tried this tea?
No, I'm not big on tea. I like the coffee they give us, though.
Yeah, I love working here. There are so many great benefits. Did you hear about the new vacation policy?
Yes, it's great, isn't it? Oh, hello, Anil. Anil, have you met Tom? Anil just started this week.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
You too, Anil. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks. Oh, we're out of coffee?
No, there's some here. Oops, I'm running late. Anil, I'll stop by later to show you how to use the time entry system.
Number 53. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 54. What does Tom suggest about the company? Number 55. What does the woman say about Anil? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Ellington. Do you have a minute to talk about this month's production numbers?
I have a meeting soon, but go ahead.
Because of problems with two machines on the assembly line, we're not producing as many plastic bottles each day.
Really? Have any client deadlines been affected?
Well, no, not yet, but I'm worried we won't be able to meet them next month.
Okay, let's go over the figures later. I've got to get going.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does the woman mean when she says,
I have a meeting soon.
Number 58. What does the woman want to know? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Barbara. Nice to run into you. We've missed you since you left Allen Real Estate.
Kevin! Yes, it's been a while. That was a big decision to change companies, but I like my new job a lot.
That's great. How's the work different from what you did with us?
Well, I only handle commercial properties now, but I like being able to focus on one area.
Hey, I just had an idea. I'm organizing the annual meeting for the Real Estate Association this August, and I'm sure everyone would like to hear you speak about your career move.
I'd be happy to. Here's my business card. Just let me know the details.
Number 59. How do the speakers know each other? Number 60. What does the woman say she likes about her job? Number 61. What does the woman agree to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map.
How was the meeting?
Good. We talked about ways to increase sales.
And? Seems like we've tried everything.
Well, radio advertising's pretty effective, though I can't believe how much they charge. But one guy talked about easy changes to store layout. They just moved some displays around, and it really made a difference.
I've often thought we should move the shoe department from the back of the store to the front, so it's across from the store entrance.
And here's an even better idea. Put the shoes next to the fitting rooms. If people are trying on clothes in the fitting rooms, they'll probably want to get the shoes at the same time.
Number 62. What did the man recently do? Number 63. What is the man surprised by? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where does the man suggest putting the shoe department? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and label.
Excuse me, I'm trying to change my diet, and I want to eat something different for breakfast. You know, something healthier, like maybe yogurt. Is there a yogurt that's low in calories but also has a lot of protein?
We have a lot of options you might like. Here's one of our most popular brands of blueberry yogurt. See, there's a lot of protein.
Nice. but my doctor told me I shouldn't eat a lot of sweet foods, and it would put me over the daily amount he recommended. That's more than 30 grams.
In that case, I'd suggest buying a plain version of this yogurt and adding your own fresh fruit.
Number 65. Why is the man looking for a certain product? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which of the ingredients does the man express concern about? Number 67. What does the woman suggest that the man do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and coupon.
Okay, sir. Your total for these two shirts is $45.
Oh, wait. I have a discount coupon I want to use while it's still valid. I think I've got it here somewhere. Oh, here it is.
Okay, thanks. It looks like the computer isn't accepting it. Let me take a look.
Ah, I see the problem. Is it okay if I go back and browse a bit more to see if there's anything else that I need?
Certainly. I can keep these shirts here at the register for you if you'd like.
Number 68. What is the woman doing? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Why is the coupon rejected? Number 70. What does the woman offer to do?